Parak Ches, Mishnah Beis. Ha'omer la'avda, one who says to his servant, say, go out, shchot la'as ha'pesach, ha'shech for me a carbon Pesach. Now, he gives the command to his servant, but he doesn't tell the servant what kind of animal he should use, because the pasuk says in Shmos, min ha'kavasim u'mina izim tikachu, that you could use either a lamb, a kaves, or izim, or goats. So lamb and goats are both kosher for the carbon Pesach. So he tells the servant, go shech for me a carbon Pesach, but he doesn't say whether it should be a lamb or whether it should be a goat. So shechat gdi yochal, shechat la yochal, whether the servant shechted a gdi, a goat, whether the servant shechted a tle, a lamb, the master is permitted to eat from it. And even though we have got the b'chol shar pesachim, even though normally he's accustomed to using a tle, a sheep, or even if he's, and then he starts eating the goat, or even if normally he uses a goat, now he's using a sheep, right, by the Karban Pesach, it doesn't matter what he normally does by Karban Pesach. Since technically they're both kosher for Karban Pesach, and he didn't stipulate which one the servant should use, so then, kivin delay pirish loy ala samech. Since he didn't say which one he wants to use with the other, even if he'd be accustomed to eating a lamb or eating a goat with the Karban Pesach, here, since he didn't stipulate, he can go with either or, and the carbon Pesach is kosher. But what about shachat gedi utzla? The servant went ahead and he shechted both. He didn't shecht one or the other. He shechted both. So if that's the case, so then yochal min harishon, he eats from the first one that was shechted. And the bartender explains like this. He eats from the first one, and the second one has to be burnt. And the bartender brings down the Gemara, but it says that this halacha is actually talking about a case of a king and a queen. In the case where he shechted both a sheep and a goat, that we say eat the first one and burn the second. The case was with a king and a queen. Some say that in order for the shalom of the malchus, there should be peace amongst the king and the queen. So they just say, you know, eat the first one and burn the second one. And some say that they should somchin al avdeim v'makpidin al sudasim, since they rely on their servants. And then on makpid, you know, on what the servant brings them, whether a goat, whether it's a sheep. So therefore, they just eat from the first one, because there's no, you know, they don't really care, because in the first one, they already fulfilled their mitzvah, and the second one, they would burn. But all their people, you know, the general populace, which are makpid, and they do care what they get, so lo yochal, they wouldn't eat, they're not allowed to eat, not from the first, and not from the second, because halacha is that you can't, you can't be appointed on two carbon pesachs for one person, because we don't say the din of brera, meaning we don't say that retroactive, you know, which one did you want? We don't say that amongst regular people. And, therefore, when he wanted to eat from the sheep, maybe he really wanted the goat, maybe when he wanted the goat, maybe he wanted the sheep. So the rule is in general, by regular people, they can't, they just have to burn both of them and start all over again. But because we don't say brera, we don't say that we look retroactively what the person had in mind. We don't say that by the common folk. But by a king or a queen, if both of them were shechted, we just say eat from the first and the latter one burn, either because number one, for the peace of the kingdom, or number two, because, you know, they don't really care. So that's the second halacha. Whereas the first halacha was a master just telling a servant, go shecht me a karm pesach. He doesn't say which one to shecht. So if he shechted a goat, it's okay. If he shechted a sheep, it's okay, because he shechted only one, and then, you know, whichever one he did, you know, the master's okay with it. But whereas in the second case, we shechted both, that's why the halacha changes. Okay. What about shachach ma amar lo rabo? His master told him what to shecht, but he forgot which one. So now, ketad yasa, what does he do? Right? The master said, do a sheep, or the master said, do a goat. Now he forgot. So what does he do? So yishchot tzlev v'gdi, he actually should shecht both, but here for Yomar, he stipulates, so he makes a tonight, he makes a condition. You know, he says, I don't remember what my master told me, but I know my master told me one of them, so I'll shecht both. If my master told me a goat, right, so then the goat belongs to my master, and I'll take the sheep for myself, right? I also have to bring my own carbon. But if my master told me a sheep, then the sheep will go to my master, and then I would take the goat. So simple way out. And they do bring down over here that we're talking about a case where what the servant would bring for himself would be totally for himself. Because otherwise, the rule is mash kana eved kana rabba. Whatever a servant acquires, it automatically goes to his master. So how would he even get his own sheep? So we're talking about over here where the servant had spoken to the shepherd of the master and made an arrangement that whatever he would do for himself would be his and not the master's. So now his condition would work, and you know, he would say, if my master told me this one, then let this one be for him and the other one be for me, and same vice versa. So he'd actually shecht both of them, and then would say, you know, one would go to his master, one would go to him, depending on what his master had said. In the last case, is shachach rabo ma'amalo. If the master himself forgot what he told his servant, and then, you know, the servant shechted both of them, sheep and goat, shneim yetzu lebeis sefer, they both have to be burnt, and upaturim milasos pesach sheni, and they are exempt from bringing a second carbon, you know, by pesach sheni a month later. Why? The afagav, the shneim yetzu lebeis sefer, so they're both being burnt because you can't have two animals in one carbon, like we mentioned, for a regular person. So they have to be burnt. And they're not eaten, right? But however, since the shechita, the shechting, and the zrik, and the spritzing of the blood was done the right way, right? One on one carbon, one on the other carbon. So that was done properly. So we see that, you know, in heaven knows, you know, in Shemayim, they know which one was the right carbon. So technically, the carbon was a good carbon. Even though they can't eat it, the carbon technically was a good carbon because in Shemayim, they know what the master's intention really was, and therefore they fulfill their mitzvah, but they have to burn it though, because they can't eat it, because you can't be making one carbon Pesach of two animals. And at the same time, they're exempt from bringing a carbon the next month in Pesach Sheni, because on the raw scale, they basically brought their carbon, they just couldn't eat it because they had to burn it because of the scenario. But they did fulfill their mitzvah, and therefore they wouldn't have to bring a second Pesach again, even though they're burning their karban. And that concludes Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Gimel. Ha'omer Labanav, one who tells his children, his sons, he's outside Yerushalayim, and they're about to go up to Yerushalayim to bring the karban Pesach. So he tells them, Harini shokhet es ha-Pesach al mish yala mikem rishon Yerushalayim. He says, behold, I will shecht the karban Pesach for the first one that gets to Yerushalayim. You know, I'll do it for him. So, Kevin Shehitlas Arisha, once the first one gets in, Rosh of Rubo, his head and most of his body into Yerushalayim. So then Zacha B'chalkel, he acquires that portion. Umazakas Echavimo, and then he'll be Mazake, he'll like bring for his brothers underneath him for the carbon. And the truth is, he really said this just to be Mazarizam, to make them, you know, move quickly and get to Yerushalayim quickly. So that's why he made this condition. And that, you know, of course he was going to appoint the carbon for all of his children. He wasn't going to leave anybody out. But the point was that whoever gets there first, it'll, you know, go to him, and then through him it'll go to the rest of the children, and he'll get that special merit. So that was his agenda over here. But of course he's including all of his children. The next part of the mission is something that we learned already. It says, La'olam minun alav achi bokazayas gal echa ve'echa, that whenever you're putting together a group for the Karban Pesach, you always have to make sure, no matter how large your group's going to be, make sure that each of them will receive a kezias from the Karban Pesach. In order for the Karban Pesach to be kosher for the group, everyone has to be able to receive a shear of a kezias, the size of an olive from the meat, for the Karban Pesach. So each one has to have that, you know, the animal has to be big enough to provide a kezias for all the members of the group. Another halacha, nimninu moshkan eshideya mimenu achi yishcho, that you could put together your group for the Karban Pesach up until you do the Shechita. Or if you already had your group and they want to move, some of the people want to move to a different group, they could move as long as you didn't shecht the animal yet. But Rabbi Shimon, he argues, Rabbi Shimon says, Ad sheyizruk alav es hadam. So the Gemara explains that Rabbi Shimon is arguing on Tanakhama, and he holds that Yecholim l'mshoch yedem, they could backtrack from the Karban Pesach and join another group, even after the Shechita, as long as they didn't spritz the blood on the Mizbeach yet. Okay, they could still switch to another group. But he would agree to the Tanakhama that they can't be appointed initially to be on a Karban only up until the actual Shechita. So on that point, he would agree. So if they want to change groups, they could change after the Shechita, but before the Zrika, before the spritzing of the blood on the Mizbeach. But in terms of joining a group, they got to join before they actually sacrifice the Shechita. Before they shecht the Karban Pesach, and that concludes Mishnah Gemara.